Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The last of four former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's murder is headed to state court this hour for sentencing. Tu Tao is already serving a 3.5-year term on a federal civil rights count. CBS Minnesota's Derek James.
Tu Tao was found guilty on one count of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. On May 25, 2020, Tao was one of the four officers at the scene of Floyd's detainment. While now ex-officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck, Tao was stopping bystanders from intervening.
He faces four additional years, which could be served concurrently. Former President Trump's lawyers are on deadline today to respond to a Justice Department effort to tamp down on what their client can say about the new federal election tampering case against him. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
Trump's team is essentially pushed back over the weekend. They said that they needed more time than that 5 p.m. deadline. That was swiftly denied.
Ukrainian intelligence officials say they foiled a plot to assassinate President Zelensky with the arrest of a Ukrainian woman who'd been collecting sensitive data. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Odessa.
She was looking for the schedule for the president, for the location of electronic warfare systems and ammunition depots. That informant, we understand, was detained, arrested after she tried to pass on that intel to her handler.
The NTSB is investigating after two helicopters fighting a wildfire in Riverside County, California, collided. The results were deadly. CAL FIRE Southern Region Chief David Fulcher.
The first helicopter was able to land safely nearby. Unfortunately, the second helicopter crashed, and tragically, all three members perished, which included one CAL FIRE division chief, one CAL FIRE fire captain, and one contract pilot.
The nation's rising temperatures could lead to higher meat prices. CBS's Jim Crisula.
It is trimming the U.S. cattle herd, which is already near record lows. Hundreds of cattle died in the nation's heartland from extreme heat and humidity in July. Keeping them hydrated has also been a problem. David Trimmer oversees 1,100 head of cattle at a farm in Athens, Wisconsin.
If a cow doesn't get enough water, again, she's going to start to not feel well. She'll get dehydrated, and eventually it won't go well.
One longtime cattleman in western Iowa says he's never seen such a large die-off of cows from heat and humidity. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The soup people are shelling out a lot of dough for some salt.
Rao's homemade, delicious and sun-sweetened Italian tomatoes.
The Wall Street Journal says Campbell's is buying the brand that makes Rao's pasta sauces and Noose yogurt for about $2.7 billion. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee experienced a violent weekend with a series of shootings resulting in five people shot, two fatally, within an hour and a half on Friday night into Saturday morning. The weekend's toll included nine shot and three killed, with another fatal incident occurring yesterday morning. A graduate of Delavan Darien High School is one of two U.S. sailors accused of selling sensitive information to China. 22-year-old Jinsho Patrick Wei from Delavan is accused of selling the Chinese secrets about wartime exercises, naval operations, and other critical technical information. He was stationed on the USS Essex in San Diego. He'll appear in military court tomorrow. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha County beaches, warning of waves of up to 4 feet and dangerous currents. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civicmedia.us cms.com/giveblood.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
So when it comes to moving forward, when you live in a state as partisan as ours, or a country as partisan as ours, is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek? 844-967-2789. And I am excited to hear your thoughts on this because, boy, did I miss some drama while I was out of the state.
There were things
that happened. So I'm back. We are live. Thank you for anyone who missed the memo and still listened on Thursday and Friday.
Appreciate
that. But I am back. I survived being sober and pregnant in Vegas. TBD if my husband survived not being sober and pregnant in Vegas. But, you know, while I was there, I spent a fair amount of time scrolling through my phone while other people were drinking and gambling. And I was like, I don't do either of those things right now.
Right.
And the drama unfolding and the Republican meltdowns I was seeing, the cry about it harder, the Democrat memes I was seeing, of everything that happened in the aftermath of Justice Janet Protasiewicz being sworn in Tuesday night, and a lot happened since then. And I want to get into it. I want to piece together what I can from the timeline of everything that happened. Jane's going to help me since she was here following all of it. But what I was also left with, and this both goes for Wisconsin, certainly, but also the country, of the cycle of whataboutism, you know, having the receipts of bad behavior in the past from the other side that then justifies, well, you did this in the past and we can do this now, and lowering the bar of standards for different institutions and procedures. And if it's, you know, if it's legal, we can do it. This is politics.
It might not be right, but we can do it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying the timeline we're going to go through from the liberal justices and what they've done in less than a week. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have done it. I'm not saying it's not in their right to do it. But how it's being painted is certainly as political revenge or overstepping.
And retaliatory.
Retaliatory, unprecedented, all these different, you know, dramatic words. And certainly if you know, say we do get new maps, which that lawsuit was filed, which we'll talk about in a second.
Right away.
And somehow Democrats got the majority again. How much of that would be called retaliatory? How much of that is, you know, bridge making in the attempt to move forward versus we finally got the majority back? And so I guess I'm just interested from you listening to use Christian metaphors. Is it an eye for an eye? An Old Testament, whoever has the power has the power. Or in the attempt to try to get back to more normalcy and
bipartisanship,
compromise, is it turn the other cheek? 844-967-2789. Jane, I don't know how you would answer this.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this either. I mean, I think back to Todd Alba, who has the wonderful Todd Alba show from 1 to 3 here on the Civic Media Network. He was a Republican for 30 years, and then it came down to this closed-door meeting where they were gleeful, his fellow Republicans, about disenfranchising voters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what finally prompted him to leave the Republican Party. And I don't want to be that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, well, we can do it to you now.
You don't want to be the party that then somehow finds a way to disenfranchise Republican voters.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole idea of actually having maps that are fair. And I do believe that Wisconsinites, in their heart of hearts, we don't like cheaters, and we want a fair shot.
Mm-hmm.
For both sides. And so I can certainly understand they did that bad behavior when they had all the power. Now it's our turn, but that doesn't make anything better. So, and I'm not saying that the moves that were taken by the liberal justices were completely off the wall. From what I understand, they want to make some meetings public again.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing.
So let's get into that, because again, some of this is spin. Some of this is, you know, how can we paint this to make them look bad? And some of this, I think, is so in the weeds that there's a lot of people who have no idea this even really happened, or at least some of the more procedural things that happened. So let's go through. But the question is, and I do want to hear from you, when it comes to political partisanship and moving forward, and doing the things that we all say we want to do, which is bipartisanship, compromise, not everyone, but most of us, getting things done, focusing on the issues that majority of Wisconsinites or Americans are worried about. Is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek when the other party gets into power?
Or is there another alternative that we're missing?
That too. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So I did my best, and I don't even think I had enough time to actually
do everything,
because I got back I got back late Saturday. I was getting stuff ready for today, but trying to sift through everything that happened. So this is the best I can do as far as the timeline I've pieced together. So Tuesday night, Janet Protasiewicz gets sworn in. I was still here. It was in the rotunda.
Right.
Lots of people were there. Fairly undramatic. So then Wednesday, we did a live show, and then I left basically right after our show to get to Vegas. And so by the time I landed in Vegas, I opened my email or I opened my Twitter or whatever, and it was like, all right, the lawsuit is here. The lawsuit challenging the maps filed less than 24 hours after Protasiewicz was sworn in. Let's go. And it was, you know, presented by exactly who we knew it would be, Law Forward, which is a liberal liberal law firm. We're going to have their executive director, Nicole Safar, on the show tomorrow.
Yep.
So we can talk more about the case, the specifics of the case, why just doing the legislature and not doing Congress, because that is part of it. Also, the part that I found super interesting is that if the part, if this passes, or basically if they get everything that they've filed, I know I'm not using the right words right now, that all Senate seats would be up for 2024. Did you not realize that?
No.
So basically, and we'll talk about it this with Nicole tomorrow of how legally this would work, but normally every 2 years, all 99 seats in the assembly are up and half of the Senate is up. So, but this, if this passes, all 36 seats would be up in 2024.
Oh, wow.
And so that is a potential for a lot of recruitment for a lot of candidates. So if there was ever a time that you were ever thinking about running, keep your eye on this case because there could be a lot of seats open next fall.
And actually competitive.
And some.
Some.
Some will probably still be pretty blue or pretty red, but some could be very competitive. So that happens Wednesday, not shockingly. I think Devin Lemieux put out a Senate majority leader put out a statement saying, this is too soon. This is, you know, politics, blah, 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 blah. I stand by our maps. But on top of that, and this is where things start to get in the weeds that I don't know if people know as much about. So one day after the swearing in of Janet Protasiewicz, Randy Koshnick, who was the director of the state's court systems, basically started making noise that he was going to get fired. And this is where I started to see the Twitter wars ruminate. So what I know about, so the director of the state courts is the top non-judicial officer of the state court system and has the authority for all overall management of the court system. It's a position that works with the justices, chief justice and staff. And, you know, it seems like it's a pretty big position.
Pretty big gig, yeah.
And it's usually appointed. And so the new liberal majority informed him that his services would no longer be needed.
So can I just ask a question quickly? So the conservative majority appointed this person.
I don't even know if it's a conservative majority. I think he was appointed by Rogensack as the chief justice.
Okay, and Patience Rogensack is a Republican.
He was conservative, yeah.
Okay. So it's not unheard of that this would happen.
No, it's not unheard of when there is a new administration that there are new appointees. Not that this is necessarily like that. Better align with that majority,
right,
or that administration, right?
Right.
I mean, we all sat on how many different appointees did Evers never get approved?
150.
Thank you. Is that the actual number?
I believe it is.
Okay. And
I'm still irritated,
you know,
by that.
And so it was people who, it was within his right to appoint new people, but because that didn't get approved. So, you know, again, this is the whataboutism. This is the tit for tat. But it's not unheard of that when there is a new majority, maybe in the courts it's less common, but certainly in administrations, that if your party loses, you might lose your job.
There are consequences.
So that's the first thing that happens. We have to go to a break, but I'll start to continue to piece together. And feel free to let me know which parts of this I missed, or any good hot take tweets that I missed through all of this, because it feels like a lot happened. It's a bad week to miss. Bad week to be on vacation. Or maybe a great week to be on vacation. But also, just as we are continuing to ask, when it comes to partisan politics, is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek in the attempt to move forward? This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789. A good love like this. Oh, come on, baby.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods
kids to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep Fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 79. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are piecing together the drama that unfolded in the very quick aftermath of Janet Protasiewicz being sworn in last Tuesday. And I was witnessing this or trying to keep track of it while in Vegas for my husband's 40th birthday. And kind of just left with the feeling of, whether it's in the state politics or whether it's in the country, when there is a changing of the guards and a minority becomes a majority, how much of it is eye for an eye and how much of it is turn the other cheek in the attempt to move forward versus not retribution, but what you, I think, from your point of view as the new majority, righting some wrongs, and it, regardless of how the other side is going to feel about it. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on, you know, maybe specifically stuff that happened with the Supreme Court last week, which we're still trying to piece together the timeline, or the bigger question of partisan politics. And is it so much about your side winning, and then you can, that side, because it's legal, can do what they want? 844-967-2789.
From the 920, listening on our station on WGBW, it depends on the scale of the offense. For little things, turn the other cheek, but you have to overturn the rules and restore people's rights that have been taken away. And another one from the 312, listening here on WAUK. The conservatives are anything but. All I, super lefty, want our fair maps. When a party gets a majority of votes but can never implement what their voters want, that is the definition of minority rule.
And but so take that to its next conclusion of so many people want that, right? So many people want fair maps.
Yes.
Like you said, Wisconsinites believe in fairness and
we don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters. So hypothetical, what if it just swung the other way this time? Let's say the lawsuit that was filed last week, less than 24 hours after Janet was sworn in, and the new map was super gerrymandered for Democrats. Is that just as bad, and would people be just as angry? Or is it become, well, it's politics? I would be furious. I would be furious if we ended up just getting super gerrymandered Democratic maps instead of congruous, God, What's the word that I'm looking for? Congruent?
Congruent.
Congruent.
Yes, that's
that
a word.
Is that the word that I'm looking for when it's the districts are congruent?
Yes.
Okay.
They're attached to each other. Right?
They're attached to each other. Yeah, and that's actually part of the lawsuit. But, you know, representative, keeping communities together, the things that actually are supposed to be part of making fair maps that are representative. I'm not as upset about some of the things that happened last week. It's just interesting to me how they're being framed.
Oh, for sure.
And how many people will buy that framing, hook, line, and sinker and just...
Well, it's easier. You don't have to learn anything.
That's true. But interested to hear from you. 844-967-2789.
Tom from West Dallas is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to say that I believe that we are doing right. That this is, we're doing what should be right. The whole gerrymandering thing that was done by them that made the unfair maps and everything, they are mad now because that's going to change. And I see it as we're not, it's not retribution, not eye for eye. It's just we are doing what should have been done. It should be the way it is, not the way they want it. But they are going to do everything they can to spin it that we are the bad guys, and look what we're doing to the state.
Absolutely. So then taking it from fair maps and talking about some of the things that actually happened last week, like the firing of the state's state court's director, Randy Koshnick. Do you have feelings on that and like whether or not that was warranted?
I believe it was because, again, he put in stuff or he worked on stuff that did not benefit the state. It benefited their party.
And then what about the other big thing that we haven't gotten to that they did as far as creating a new administrative committee to give it the powers that were once held by the Chief Justice? Also, fair game?
I think that should be done, too, because
right.
That was the way it has always been, and they changed it. So let's put it back to the way it was, because that worked.
All right.
And the same with the open meetings, the meetings that they want to hold
exactly.
In public now, right? Because that was legal,
too. Exactly.
To... Yep.
Exactly. Let's get the public back involved. Let's get the voters back involved. And not just what they want.
There you go. All right. Thanks for the call, Tom.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you ever want to check in.
So I don't want to get too deep into it because we'll get back to it after the break. But that was then the next step. So basically, so far where we are in the timeline, Tuesday, Justice Janet Protasiewicz gets sworn in. Wednesday, the redistricting lawsuit gets filed. Randy Koshnick gets fired. People are very upset about that, including Chief Justice Ziegler, who I think she said something along the lines of a dangerous conduct that the full court did not agree to.
Ooh.
And then the interim court's director was named, but Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux tried to say that that was not constitutional because of the position she currently holds. And then on Friday, the court's four liberal justices voted to limit the power of its conservative chief justice, a move that leader called an attempt to gut her constitutional authority by rogue justices.
Sounds like something they tried to do to the governor.
So we will talk more about that when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A sentencing hearing is underway at state court in Minneapolis for Tua Tao, the last of four former police officers charged in George Floyd's murder. CBS Minnesota's Derek James.
Tao is currently in custody in the Hennepin County Jail. He has already been sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison.
Donald Trump's attorneys have until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond to a request to tamp down on their client's comments about his federal election tampering case.
CBS's Robert Costa.
Trump posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," which prompted prosecutors to ask the judge to limit Trump's outbursts.
Officials in Ukraine say they've arrested a woman who tried to pass information to Russia in a plot to assassinate President Zelensky. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Odessa.
This woman was looking for the itinerary for the president on his trip back in June, also the location of electronic warfare systems and ammunition depots.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A beach hazard statement is in effect for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha County beaches, warning of waves of up to 4 feet and dangerous currents. The warning lasts through 7 tonight and poses a risk for dangerous swimming conditions. Beaches like North Beach in Racine, Simmons Island Beach in Kenosha, and Bender Beach in Oak Creek are named in the warning. Milwaukee experienced a violent weekend with a series of shootings resulting in 5 people shot, 2 fatally, within an hour and a half on Friday night into Saturday morning. The weekend's toll included 9 shot and 3 killed, with another fatal incident occurring yesterday morning. A peaceful resolution marked the end of a weekend standoff lasting several hours in Pewaukee. It led to the arrest of a 29-year-old domestic violence suspect who was believed to be armed with both a pistol and a rifle. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost 2.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Janet. She's not Janet. She's Jane Nair.
But you can pretend
I am. You can pretend. And contiguous. Thank you to the texter who corrected me on the word. Maybe we can add that to our openers where we stumble over.
That escape us. Yes.
But I am trying to rehash and collect my thoughts on everything that went down last week. It was a very heavy news week as far as politics in Wisconsin goes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court switched to a liberal majority and multiple parties wasted no time to take advantage of that liberal majority, including what we expected. Maybe not as fast as it was, but certainly within the first 24 hours, the redistricting lawsuit that we knew was coming came. The state courts director, Randy Koshnick, was fired, and the new liberal majority moved to create a new committee that would take some of the powers once held by the Chief Justice.
It still includes the Chief Justice, from what I understand, right?
Yeah. But moving it to committee. And so among those changes is the creation of a new Supreme Court Administrative Committee. Their liberal majority then voted to give that committee a number of responsibilities that once belonged to the Chief Justice. The rules change also stripped the Chief Justice of their power to appoint members of the court's planning and policy. Those appointments are now made now to be made by the new committee. As you might imagine, Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, not happy.
Yeah.
Not happy. And basically, it was just dueling press releases. Because as of the until this morning, no one had actually, at least in all the articles I read between WPR, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all the reporting that was done, no one had given statements to the media. It had only been press releases, basically sniping back and forth between Ziegler and Dalit of what really happened. Because Ziegler tried to frame this as
it was a rogue meeting.
Rogue justices. It was a secretive meeting. And then Dalit came with receipts saying, we invited you to this meeting months ago.
Yeah, several. And they had
and you refused to come.
And several different date options as well.
And so this is all getting framed, depending on who you talk to, as far as totally legitimate and within their right versus Republicans and conservatives and media aligned with those that party wanting to frame this as unprecedented, unconstitutional
power grab,
political revenge. And you, whether you agree with that or not, is there ever a point where we get to bygones be bygones, let's move forward? I don't think so, at least at this rate. But asking you, is it when it comes to politics and our court system now, when there's a turning tides of a majority, should it be an eye for an eye and you did this, so now we can do this? Or is it turning the other cheek in the attempt to restore what once was? 844-967-2789.
Texture checking in from the 262. I think most people want to build bridges and everyone to get along. Having said that, the Wisconsin GOP has given no indication they are willing to do anything to find common ground. Screw them.
Really? Is that what it says?
It does. I try to be very verbatim as much as humanly possible.
As much as we can, yes. Without getting fined.
And then 312 checking in, listening here on WAUK. The Wisconsin conservatives have evidently forgotten the years 2010 through 2018 and includes a link to a Twitter
A tweet. Or an X.
I don't call it. I will never call it that. Sue me, Elmo. Called the Golden Sir, me sowing, ha ha, blank yes, this is great, yes. Me reaping, well, this really sucks. What the hell?
Yeah, and I think that was a lot of the exchanges I saw, right? I saw a lot of whining and complaining from different conservatives and Republicans about everything that was happening last week. And the replies and the quote tweets being, well, what about this? What about when Evers won and the legislature just decided to take his powers away?
Yep.
What about when they voted to have Abramson removed after the standard was the most tenured justice would be the Chief Justice, and then they decided to move that and then put in the conservative Chief Justice. What were some of the other things that I got were thrown out over the last bit as far as...
Well, and they're not wrong. They're not.
The craziest story I've heard so far, though, because I wasn't living here when this happened, but because this is like years and years of bitterness, and this story about conservative justice David Prosser. Do you remember when this happened?
Refresh my memory.
So in February 2010, conservative justice David Prosser, who retired in 2016, called then Chief Justice Shirley Abramson a total bitch and threatened to destroy her during a private conversation about a request to remove then-Justice Michael Gableman from a criminal case. Prosser later said he probably overreacted because Abramson and Walsh Bradley, members of the court's liberal bloc, were, quote, masters at deliberately goading people into perhaps incautious statements.
Wait a minute.
So he's blaming them
for his bad behavior.
His overreaction.
Okay, so you poked me, and so I lost my temper.
So I can't control my emotions, so it's your fault.
Your fault, okay.
But again, women are too emotional.
Well, I know. We're all nuts.
Quote, this is bullying and abuse of very, very long standing, Prosser told the Journal Sentinel in 2011. Walsh Bradley also said Prosser put his hands around her neck during an altercation in her office in June 2011.
Well, she made him do that.
And then it reached an inflection point in 2015 when Republicans sought to change the way the court selects its chief justice through a constitutional amendment that voters did ultimately approve. But toxic. Do you think it's more toxic on the Wisconsin Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, I think...
I think Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think there's more camaraderie on the U.S. Supreme Court, even though they dissent a fair amount. I think that there's more of an elite air up there than some of the shenanigans that happen on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Well, and I also think the perks are better.
Yeah, you get an RV. You get someone who's like, I'm going to pay for your lifestyle. Let's go.
Let's go on trips. I'm going to buy an RV for you. I'll buy a house for your mom. Life is good. We don't need any ethical codes. We're good.
So I don't know where this is all going to go, but it certainly keeps things interesting. And
do have another texter checking in from Middleton. Hello, Wes from Middleton. Seems the Wisconsin GOP doesn't like it when the left plays the game that the right invented. Hopefully this is first of lots of schadenfreude we will get to experience in Wisconsin politics.
Well, and it's interesting because that's what happened with fundraising, right? I mean, basically, for the longest time, Republicans were better at fundraising. I think that was a lot of the things behind Citizen United. It's also the things behind, Wisconsin Republicans changing what they thought would be probably behoove them as far as how much they could raise it for state races. And then they had not met Ben Wickler before. And now the amount of money Wickler has proven to be able to raise and how much the Democratic Party of Wisconsin outraises the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
And out-organizes.
But that was their change, right? That they were the ones who changed the finance laws.
Well, and now they're the ones who want to embrace mail-in voting.
Exactly.
Which I find just so...
All right. Well, let's get to a couple headlines as far as good, the bad, and the I'll believe it when I see it as we wrap up this segment. So the good. Scientists achieved nuclear fusion for the second time. This goes into my bucket of why I am bullish on humans. As far as their ability to innovate and create new technology that I don't know if it will save us, but it will at least continue to make the world more habitable for longer.
Hopefully won't destroy us.
Yeah. So a lab in California said it had repeated its groundbreaking achievement of a nuclear fusion reaction, this time with an even higher energy field. And why this matters is the merging of atoms could someday be a source of abundant clean energy without using uranium, creating radioactive byproducts or risking meltdowns. You look confused.
Well, I thought there's always something left over from this stuff, isn't there?
I don't know enough about it. I've actually invited Miss America, who's from Wisconsin, on because she is a nuclear physicist, to come talk about it. We have not been able to secure her yet. But,
she's busy. That would be my concern, is what's left over.
I think the whole point is that it is clean energy. Like, this is why it's such a big deal, is this is like, if this could actually work, this could be what we rely on.
That's great.
All right, the bad, the U.S. women's soccer team is going home.
Are you really surprised?
I did not wake up for it. I thought about it, and I did not. But I don't know. I mean, if they would have played better, they probably would have been in a better position. But it's a young team. Other teams have gotten really good. The highlights that I've seen, I mean, it was literally a millimeter. Did you see what? So basically went down to penalty kicks because it was, I think it was 0-0. And so Rapinoe missed her penalty kick, which we'll get to that in a second as far as certain GOP members' gleeful reaction to her, whatever. And then the fifth goal from Sweden for the fifth penalty kick was blocked by the U.S. women's goalie or goalkeep, but it still went in to the goal by literally a millimeter.
Wow.
So the goal counted.
That's painful.
It's so painful. And so that was, and that's it. That's soccer, folks. It's football.
Football.
So that sucks because, you know, you apparently were supposed to root for our home team. Not everyone got that memo, apparently, because there are plenty of GOP members who basically the whole go woke, go broke crew was elated to see the U.S. women's soccer team go home.
Including former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
And so Benny Johnson tweeted out, breaking woke U.S. women's soccer humiliation. After winning back-to-back World Cups, the heavily favored Team USA has been eliminated by Sweden in the 16th round. Team USA's downfall was delivered by anti-America, anti-woman activist Megan Rapinoe's embarrassing free kick here. And then there was another guy. Dear Megan Rapinoe, we will never forget your disrespect. Sincerely, America. Because she kneeled. She was someone who kneeled during the national anthem. And so it's like, what is more unpatriotic? Like, demonstrating your support for Black Lives Matter or not cheering for your home team when they are on the international stage?
Don't forget, there's a whole bunch of people who really relish the idea of killing their fellow Americans because they have different opinions.
That's true, too. And then finally, if you thought it went away, it certainly has not. Musk and Zuckerberg still threatening to fight each other.
So, oh, yeah.
Getting to I'll believe it when I see it. Musk and Zuckerberg fought over their fight over this weekend. The billionaire drama started when ex-owner Elon Musk said that a potential cage match between him and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will be live streamed on his platform and that all proceeds from it will go to charity for veterans. Over on rival app Threads, Mark Zuckerberg shot back, shouldn't we use a more reliable platform that can actually raise money for a charity?
Meow.
And claimed that Musk hasn't confirmed the August 26th date. Zuck floated, I'm not holding my breath, Zuck said.
That's what you are, what am I?
All right, how well do you know college football? Call next, 844-967-2789. There's a lot of change in college football, and we have a quiz to go along with it. So we would love to hear from you and test your knowledge for some Brewers tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
She's
the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 79. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we're giving away some Brewers tickets. So we're kind of cross-mixing
sports
because we are going to talk about college football and some news over the weekend and play a little quiz. But for anyone who wants to play the quiz, you will win Brewers tickets. And you don't have to get everything right. We just need you to call. So if you are confident in your college football or just college sports in general and the rallying cries of different schools, and you want to win some Brewers tickets, 844-967-2789. You will be playing for tomorrow's game. So Tuesday's game, which the first pitch is set for 7:10. We will be playing the Colorado Rockies. And as a reminder, you can always listen to the Brewers on our flagship station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So if you would like to play, you can't lose. We're just going to have fun. Otherwise, I'm going to make Jane play.
And that's going to be painful.
And then,
because I will get all of them wrong.
Yeah. And so 844-967-2789. We're talking college football. And so once again, 844-96-PARTY if you would like to play. But while
some Brewers tickets, baby.
Some Brewers tickets. So while we wait for someone to call in and play with us, there's been a lot of change in college football over the weekend. So we've talked a fair amount about Badgers and knowing with the new coach, and there's been a lot of turnover, I would say, as far as new recruits and the expectation of, you know, kind of joining the big leagues and his Fickell's ability to recruit and everything. And I remember last fall talking about it with Paul Noonan, who's one of our resident sports folks who comes in and tells us things that we don't know. And I'm saying, you know, part of the reason that we need to do this is because we are joining Jane, we can hear you. There's so many teams joining the Big Ten that we need to actually be more competitive. So the ability to do that is needing to up our game. So with that, basically my alma mater, the Pac-12, has just been disseminated. Over the weekend, Oregon and Washington defected from the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, joining their West Coast peers, USC and UCLA. So now the Big Ten is coastal. Arizona and Arizona State and Utah said that they would also leave the Pac-12 for the Big 12, a decision Colorado made 2 weeks ago. So now the 108-year-old Pac-12 is teetering on the verge of collapse, with just four schools remaining, Stanford, Cal, also known as UC Berkeley, where I went, Oregon State, and Washington State. So if you hate this, blame TV, because basically this all comes down to the deals made for like TV deals. So the Big Ten and the SEC have recently secured mega TV deals that will pay their members handsomely, and the Pac-12 has not. So it kind of changes a lot of rivalries. But we have someone on the phone who wants to play.
We do. 844-967-2789. You might know this person.
Oh, okay.
It's Peter Bry.
Peter Bry. How you doing, Dad? Oh, I can't hear him.
Let's try this again. Peter, are you with us? No, the board is not working.
Okay. Yeah, because I could hear you while you were trying to talk to him on the phone.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, maybe we'll hold it and see if we can fix it at our longer break for the top of the news hour and play again. But maybe he'll have a meeting, so he won't be able to call again, so someone else will be able to call. But a teaser for the game that we're going to play, if you give people at college a chance to guess different college teams' rallying cries and knowing which university they come from. And so so we will play that a little bit later in the hour, since it seems like we're having a hard time actually hearing people who are calling in, which, you know, sometimes that happens. But other news that I thought was interesting over the weekend. So Barbie finally did hit $1 billion. And not only that, but now Mattel will be selling a weird Barbie doll.
A weird Barbie doll.
So that is a character in Barbie, played by Kate McKinnon, which is supposed to represent all the Barbies who were overplayed with or played with a little too hard. So literally the Barbie looks exactly like Kate McKinnon's character. She has marker drawn on her. Her hair has been chopped off. Ah! She's constantly in the splits. But then I saw a great tweet this morning that said, you know, what we really want is Alan. Give us Alan, you cowards. And so you still haven't seen it, have you?
I haven't.
So you don't get the joke. But Alan is the alternative to Ken, who is actually pro Barbie.
I find that very confusing.
Which part?
So is he a good guy?
Yes, he's a good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy.
All right.
Played by Michael Cera.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so you can now get a weird Barbie. And so, yeah, now I feel like I'm very thrown off by we were going to play the game and the port doesn't work.
We're having some technical issues.
Technical issues. We're going to go. Well, can we go to break?
We need to kill about 30 more seconds.
All right, we're going to kill more 30 more seconds. This is what happens when you take 2 days off and you try to get back in the saddle. You're like, well, you know, dust the shoulders off a little bit.
Just a little bit. And we will reset things. And then hopefully on the other side of the news, we're going to be all ready and good to go.
Yes. Coming on the other side of the news, we also are going to be talking to Ashley Inda, who is a patient advocate, talking about a new bill that would require insurance companies to cover the cost of supplemental screening and diagnostic examinations for women who have dense breasts. And so is it dense breasts or is it breast cancer? Not a very fun game to play, but one that impacts 40% of women in this state. And so we're going to be talking about what that bill means and how Ashley got into advocating for this. And then at the bottom of the next hour, what rules do you have for phone use in your house when it comes to you and your partner? This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.